Okay, just have to record the cloud. I gotta get the book. Suma, come on. Come on, come on, Suma. Come on, come on, out. Go outside, just for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Good girl. Okay. So welcome, everyone. So today, Rinpoche will be teaching Chandrakirti's Entrance to the Middle Way. We're on stanza. We left off stanza 120. So we're actually on stanza 121 is where we will begin today. And just get my copy of it. And I just want to say once again how grateful I am for everyone who watches the teachings and allows for me to continue to sit next to one of the greatest teachers of all time and learn the Holy Dharma. So thank you, everybody. And let us not forget who Rinpoche is and what he's done in his lifetime that we could really, really use as our kind of guide. Decent. So today we will be looking at the text called Chandrakirti's Entrance to the Middle Way. And I received many teachings on this text from the great Khenpo Pema Jetsun. So stanza 120 says, perceiving that all faults and all afflictions flow from the idea of the transitory composite and knowing that its focus is the very self, the self is what the yogi will disprove. So all negativities and afflictions give rise. So all of our karma and afflictions give rise to suffering, give rise to the suffering of birth, aging, sickness, and death. And these sufferings all give rise, are risen from this grasping at the idea of a true self. So since the yogi wishes to be free from suffering, and what causes that suffering is the faults and the afflictions, the yogi wishes to get rid of the faults and the afflictions by negating and getting rid of what causes the karma and the afflictions. So what causes the karma and the afflictions is the idea of the transitory collection, the idea that there is the truly existent self and mind. So this is what's negated by the yogi,
Deesan.
So it says non-Buddhists hold the self as what experiences. It's permanent, does not create it, is devoid of gunas and all activity. With minor variations on this single theme, the heathens separate themselves in different schools. So Rinpoche says that we begin when we look at the non-Buddhist schools with the enumerators, the enumerator schools. And the enumerator schools, it says that they hold this true self, the Samkhya tradition, and they hold this true self. And then the other non-Buddhist schools have various differentiations on this single theme of this true self. But since it is unborn, just like the barren woman's child, the self is utterly unreal. It cannot be regarded as the base for ego clinging, for even in the relative, it cannot claim existence. So saying even conventionally, we can't claim that there is a truly existent self. It is just as unreal as the child of a barren woman, the birth. Its birth, its arisal, it's the arisal of true self is no more real than the arisal of a child of a barren woman. And it says, indeed, the various aspects of the self, as heathen masters teach in all their treatises, are countered by their common maxim that the self is unoriginate. Therefore, those aspects are also revealed as non-existent. So then when we look at and use correct signs to prove this various aspects of the self, they all fall. So it's saying that this the various aspects of the self that are taught in treatises are negated by use of correct signs. Nene?
Dan Zezo, jishin tata na tawa zela jube sheje lumen joro nyangan dece neba dashe joros nyangal deba tece kuyu bongo da joro chen horis nyangan de mu keji tata la chinji shebu meba tende me sheje sheje Sala, Jeje Sala Yorus.
Don't
agree. Ah. Tell the water by him, Yena, and Chuno Sabi, Legend with the name of Tanner is.
Ale. Okay, so then, indeed, the various aspects of this self, as heathen masters teach in all their treatises, are countered by the common maxim that the self is unoriginate. Therefore, these aspects are also revealed as non-existent. So when we look with correct analysis, we see that there is no arisal of a true self, and thus there is no self existing separate from the aggregates. Divided from the aggregates, there is no self to grasp. The common man does not ascribe his sense of I to such a source. He does not know of a self and yet thinks I am. And we see that beings born as beasts for many ages never apprehend a self unborn and permanent, and yet they clearly have a sense of I, thus separate from the aggregates. So just this assertion that there is an I doesn't mean that there is a true self. A self that is different from the aggregates does not exist. The reverent that the notion I is thus the aggregates alone. Now some believe that five together are the basis for the view of the I, while others hold this basis is the mind alone. But if the self were equal to the aggregates, it must be that there is many, be a multiplicity, and it would be substantial, visible like every other thing, and not at all a simple misconception. So if we were to ascribe that the self are the aggregates and there are multiple aggregates, then there would be multiple selves, and that these selves would be visible, but we know that there are not multiple selves. So we're saying that the self is merely designated on a basis of designation, which are these aggregates that come together and are appropriate to be named as such. But there's no I that's separate from this basis of designation, nor is it this basis of designation, because the basis of designation itself is also non-arisen. But if the self were equal to, then it shows this 127 shows the consequence of the self being the equal to the aggregates and there being multiple selves. But if the self were equal to the aggregates, it must, since there are many, be a multiplicity, and it would be substantial, visible like every other thing, and not at all a simple misconception. Nirvana, once attained, the self would be extinguished. So if there were truly existent, and prior to this, a self would arise and vanish every instant. Without an agent, there would be no karmic fruit, or if the actions done would be given results the others reap. So it's saying that if there was some truly existent self creating truly existent karma, then the nirvana wouldn't be possible, because this truly existent self would no longer be tenable. Okay, so let's go. So just finish with this last stanza. You think there is no fault. These instants are a continuity. continuity, but we have earlier shown the defix of continua, the theory that the aggregates are self, the aggregates or mind are self is thus untenable. The world's end and associated questions were not exist, were not discussed. The theory that the aggregates or mind are self. So the idea that the mind is self or that the aggregates are self falls when it comes to analysis. And then it says the world's end. Then garshine, the dondegarre, the jikden, ta den la so me chiro.
Jikden ta den san tatu de basana.
Tama.
De le tayoras. Toma de neomaras. Toma de neomaras. Toma mebaro. Toma mebala, toma de neomaras. Tasuna, tada de batawa.
So the world, so Rinpoche is saying, I just asking about the world's end and associated questions were not discussed. So there is this beginningless idea, but this endless idea was not discussed, whether the world would end. And as questions associated with that were not discussed. So we'll end there. Does anyone have any questions? Is there therefore no person if there is no self? Why do you love if there is no self? Do I become no one when I achieve enlightenment? The Daniel, Dan the Triwa, the Dhammena, then the Gari, the Dhammena, then Shanchu, Gari Shanchu.
Thus, that the word to be done, Mesa Wadamatu, Tanya Dayoris.
Then the So self and person in this case are considered, well, person could be kansa. Kansa dan da, chapagarde.
Chapagarde, kansa and da imcha.
Okay.
Da in the kansa imcha.
So person and person, so person and self are considered synonymous, Rinpoche said. So if there is person, there is self. If there is self, there is person. So these are synonymous. When we look at, are there three permutations, four permutations? Are they contradictory, mutually exclusive meaning, or are they synonymous? In this case, self and person are synonymous. And we aren't negating the existence of a self or person. We're negating the true existence of a self or person. So a not truly existent person is the person that becomes enlightened, a dependently originated person that is not singularly inherently existent becomes enlightened. Then the da the kansak the shanchu lena then the kon demba madrupa sanje demba madrupa yimba then the sanje demba sanje yoba
sanje sanje demba me demba drupa me.
Okay, so the Buddha is existent. The Buddha is also selfless. The Buddha is not truly existent because the Buddha dependently originates. The dependent origination through a collection or through causes and conditions, depending on which body of the Buddha we're speaking of specifically. But when we speak of Buddha, the Sanje Chuchen Tapa Yimbatel. So Buddha is permanent, but all the aspects of Buddha aren't permanent. But even a permanent object dependently originates, the dependent origination through collection, a collection that comes together and then is nominally designated. So the Buddha is just a collection that's nominally designated, a collection of parts, a collection of all good parts, a collection of all virtuous parts, but a collection nonetheless. And that collection is what gives rise to what is named as Buddha. But there is no Buddha that inherently exists separate from that collection. Is Sanjay Dev?
Sanjay Dabayi. Sanjay Papa Madabayi.
So if we say Buddha, the subject Buddha is permanent, but the subject Buddha superior or a Buddha Arya is impermanent. So now we have the COVID disease. I'm just translating in Tibetan. It's the great disease, or the great illness is what they call it. So we have COVID in the world now, COVID-19. What we can do to benefit ourselves and others during these difficult times is rely upon Tara and recite her mantra, Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha, and also rely on Medicine Buddha and recite his mantra of Teakta Om Bekenze Bekenze Maha Bekenze Ranzo Samogati Soha. And by doing this, we can be of benefit and help to be a collective cause for the negation of this illness. And it's also very important that we pray for the long life of the great abbot, the greatest abbot, the Chenrezig's emanation of Tenzin Gyatso, the 14th Dalai Lama, and pray for his long life and pray for him to abide in this world. Okay, so that's, I think, enough. So just going back to the question, therefore, self and person are synonymous, so there is no truly existent self, no truly existent person, but there is an existent person and an existent self. That existent person, that's the conventional truth, the existent person. But what that conventional truth is also called is a concealing truth. And what that thing that looks existent and truly existent to everyone not examining it is concealed. And what is the truth that's concealed? The fact that it just dependently originates and isn't truly established, but is existent. So that's the fine line of the Madhyamaka. And if you fall to one way or the other, substantialism or nihilism, you don't have the view. So it's very important to understand that things are not truly established, but they also are not non-existent. They are merely a dependent origination. Buddha is a dependent origination. The dog is a dependent origination. A boat is a dependent origination. All phenomena dependently originates. There is not a single phenomena that can be established that does not dependently originate. So therefore, all phenomena are not truly existent, not truly established. But understanding what not truly existent, truly existent means is the main part to understand here. And believing that that means that it doesn't exist is the complete wrong interpretation of the Madhyamaka view. The correct view is that things exist, but they are not truly existent. What does not truly existent mean? That they don't exist substantially from their own side. They dependently originate. They're a basis of designation that then is named. It's a suitable basis to be named as this or that. But without that basis and the coming together of that naming, without naming that basis, the Madhyamaka Prasangika school says that that thing doesn't come into being. So it's only established by a name, by an imputation. The Omi Tanjoa, the Mingida, Chu Tamche Mingda, Chu Tamche Denjung, the Mingda.
Yes.
Okay, so Rinpoche said he agrees. So again, anything that I add is always just something Rinpoche has taught. And any mistakes I make are something Rinpoche has not taught. So thank you very much. Let's do the concluding prayers because it's important that we do dedication, because any virtue that we dedicate becomes a cause for our enlightenment. The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun, and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure realm. I dedicate whatever virtues I have collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Lozan Drapa to shine forever. I send forth this jeweled mandala to you, precious guru. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. In that pure land surrounded by snowy mountains, you are the source of all benefit and happiness. All-powerful Avalokiteshvara Tenzin Gyatso, may you stay until samsara's end. I pray for the long life of the precious Khensur Wandok, upholder of scriptural and realizational doctrines, spiritual friend who trained extensively in the five great philosophical texts with exceptional wisdom and perseverance. Suji Rinpoche, Kuzi Shabi Denuma.
Thank you, everybody.